Welcome to the Deep Dive. Really excited today. We're plunging into a pretty important document. It's the Annual Review 2024 from the Institute of Workplace and Facilities Management, you know, the IWFM. Our mission really is to pull out those key insights, the things that show you how the workplace is shifting, what you need to know.
Absolutely. And what's key here is just how current this is. It just came out June 24, 2025, so it's not looking way back. It's really an up-to-the-minute snapshot. You can see how the whole sector, workplace, and facilities management has made some, well, significant strategic moves. It gives a great view of current trends, current challenges.
Okay, great. So let's unpack it. The review seems to zero in on four main themes. We've got employment and skills, facilities, future of work, and just workplace. Mm-hmm. And they called 2024 a decisive year for IWFM, something about significant progress in the second year of their strategy.
Mm-hmm.
What does that actually mean? What makes 2024 so decisive for these areas?
Well, I think what really stands out is how 2024 seems to be the year they shifted from, you know, just reacting to things to be much more proactive, setting out these longer term strategies. For employment and skills, for instance, the review points to a real push towards upskilling, things like data analytics, digital literacy, which you absolutely need for managing smarter buildings these days. And facilities, it's not just walls and desks anymore, is it? It's about creating these dynamic, adaptable environments, ecosystems, really. Future of work is kind of the big picture plan. And then workplace is where it all happens, the living result of those strategies. And, you know, IWFM puts out some really detailed reports like this.
Yeah.
The fact you often need to log in for the full thing just shows how in-depth they go.
Right. Like, here's where it gets really interesting, I think. They mention related resources, and one is a discussion from back in July 2022. It featured Peter Brogan talking about hybrid working and asking that fundamental question, what is the purpose of the office?
Yeah.
That feels even more relevant now, maybe. Are we seeing new purposes emerge?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. It's still so critical. What's fascinating here is, well, the big takeaway is that the office isn't just the default place for solo work anymore, not primarily anyway. Its purpose is being reshaped. It's becoming more of a hub, you know, for collaboration, for building company culture, maybe innovation workshops, and for specific kinds of knowledge, sharing that work better face to face. So organizations are really thinking hard about how to make the office a destination, something people want to come to, not just somewhere they have to be. And that ties straight back into that future of work theme, doesn't it? It makes every organization, maybe even yours, think about why it has that physical space and if it aligns with its goals.
Yeah, that makes sense. And it's clear IWFM isn't just stuck in theory. They're practical, too.
Yeah.
The review mentions other things, like webinars on SFG20. That's the building maintenance standard.
Right, it's the one. Yeah, a key standard.
Right, and fire safety webinars, too. Mm-hmm. Plus events, like the Workplace Event 2024 that took place back in March. Lots of practical stuff.
Exactly. And if we connect this to the bigger picture, seeing this mix of resources, the high-level strategy review, the very practical webinars, the events, it shows you the sheer breadth of workplace and facilities management. It's not just about the building itself or the people separately. It's about where they meet. It's about using tech, ensuring safety, adapting to how we actually work now, like hybrid models. Keeping up with these discussions, whether it's the nuances of hybrid work or the latest on compliance, it's vital for navigating your own career today. It genuinely helps you grow.
So wrapping up our deep dive into the IWFM's annual review 2024, it definitely seems like 2024 was a pivotal year. Big shifts in employment, facilities, thinking about the future of work and just what workplace even means. And this ongoing, really critical conversation about the office's purpose, backed up by all those practical resources.
Indeed. And maybe a final thought for you to consider building on all this. If the experts, the industry leaders, are still actively debating and redefining the purpose of the office, how might your own workplace, physical, digital, wherever you work, how might it continue to evolve in the next few years to best serve its purpose? And perhaps more importantly, what role could you play in helping shape that?